Ag leaders urge comprehensive immigration policy reform. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Some ag leaders are predicting dire consequences if there is no comprehensive immigration reform. Gary Crawford has our report.
Our broken immigration system offers little hope for producers trying to do the right thing and make a living.
We need new innovative approaches.
First, you heard Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Second, Bob Stallman, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, both appearing together the other day on a special phone hookup with reporters, both asking lawmakers who are considering immigration problems not to just focus on enforcement of immigration laws currently on the books or even electronic worker verification systems, but, as Tom Vilsack put it, create one comprehensive system.
And that the system be predictable, consistent, and understandable, and that we create a process by which employers at whatever stage in the agricultural production and processing stage they might be have some degree of consistency and some understanding of what the rules are.
About $5 to $9 billion per year of production are dependent on these workers that are here.
Farm Bureau's Bob Stallman. Some lawmakers are focusing on trying to mandate some sort of electronic worker verification system that would track workers from other countries, possibly sort those out that are here illegally. But he told reporters,
our concern is that without a legal agricultural guest worker program in place, you do have roughly half of 1 million workers out there that, frankly, would be screened out if we have a mandatory E-Verify program. If that happens, the risk of production losses or production moving outside of the country is very real without having workers to replace those.
Both Stallman and Vilsack urged U.S. lawmakers to start work again on the immigration issue, and as they do so, consider agricultural issues as they craft any legislation. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.